Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to Christian Talk Radio Live at Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Malisha. I'd like to welcome you to my show today. Of course, this is the first show since I've come back to Blog Talk Radio that I am hosting at Blog Talk Radio, and it is Christian Talk Radio Live. Also, if this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio Live, please go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.website, where you can view all of the Bible studies on demand. You also can go to the menu and click on videos, and you can get the live videos of the show. You can also go to my YouTube channel, Christian Talk Radio Live on YouTube, where you can get all of the YouTube Bible studies on demand. It is so important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word of God. The Bible says to study the Word of God to show yourself approved unto Father God, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, but who rightly divides the word of truth. So we know the word of truth has to be rightly divided. So what I want to do is come to you today, and we're going to start in Genesis. I know we've been in Genesis before, but we're going to go back into Genesis. And the good thing about Genesis is the beginning, my brothers and my sisters. It's the beginning. It's where Father God started. Everything is in Genesis. So we're going to go through Genesis again, as I did a couple of years ago. And I am in the process of writing a book that talks about the book of Genesis and talks about I'm not going to tell you what it's going to be about. I'll wait and let you see. But it will be a detail, some details, and I'm not going to tell you without telling you, of Genesis. That's where the book will begin at, and that's where the book will end at. And so the first part of Genesis focuses on the beginning and spread of sin in the world and culminates in the devastation of the flood in the days of Noah. The second part of the book focuses on God's dealings with one man, Abraham, through whom God promises to bring salvation and blessings to the world through Abraham and his descendants. We learn firsthand that it is always safe to trust the Lord in times of famine and feasting, blessings and bondage. So we go from Abraham to Isaac, we're also to Jacob, to Joseph. God's promises begin to come to fruition in the great nation processing the great land. Now, Genesis, the word Genesis is a Greek word meaning origin or source or generation or beginning. That's what the Genesis means. That's what the meaning of it is. It's a Greek word. And the original Hebrew title, Bereshith, means in the beginning. The literary structure of Genesis is clear and is built around 11 separate units, each including the word generations. So we're going to talk about Genesis. And like I said, I want you to stay tuned at Blog Talk Radio, Christian Talk Radio, for the next couple of days, because I want to be broadcasting live here on Blog Talk Radio, as I've done before. This is where I started at, and so I'm coming back for a little while. Also, like I said, you can get Christian Talk Radio on my website at www.christiantalkradio.website. Also, go to YouTube, where you can get the Bible studies on YouTube. My YouTube channel, YouTube/Christian Talk Radio. My brothers and my sisters, it is, you know, the world that we're living in is a sad place right about now. As I speak to you today, there's been another shooting in San Bernardino, California, on U.S. soil. Now, I don't know whether it was a terrorist that shot up people or killed people. I don't know who did it. But what I'm saying is that it's a sad day in America because the Bible says in the last days there will be perilous times. And my brothers and my sisters, we are in perilous times. If you have not noticed, we are in perilous times. And I'm going to talk about that also, about perilous times, but I'm not going to talk about that today. But I just want to pray for any of the families of the victims that were killed this morning in this multiple shooting. It is a sad day in America again, and we look like we're having more sad days than good days here because of all the violence that's going on a daily basis here in America. So I wanted to pray for all of the victims that were involved in this shooting in San Bernardino, California. Pray for their families. And pray that Father God will keep them through this terrible, terrible ordeal. And we're going to have to become, as I put on my Facebook page, we're going to have to become a praying nation again, my brothers and my sisters. We do not pray as we should. The Bible tells us to pray. That's what it tells us. It tells us to pray. Father God tells us to pray. You know, and I wrote on my Christian Talk Radio Facebook page the other day that the nation, the Father God tells us in his word, the nation did not pray to me, even though I was always ready to answer. Father God said, I was ready to answer my people's prayers, but they did not pray. I was ready for them to find me, but they did not even try. The Bible says, the Lord said, I was ready to answer my people's prayers, but they did not pray. I was ready for them to find me, but they did not even try. The nation did not pray to me, Father God said, even though I was always ready to answer. Then the Bible goes on to say, here I am, I will help you. Father God says, the nation did not pray to me, even though I was always ready to answer. He tells us he was always ready to answer, but we did not pray. Then he says, here I am. He says, here I am, I will help you, Isaiah 65:1. So we're going to go into the book of Genesis, the first book of Moses, called Genesis. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Now, in this segment of Christian Talk Radio, I am going to take this call in, meaning that if you want to call in and speak on Christian Talk Radio, you're welcome to do that.
by calling in to area code 914. It is not a toll-free number. You can call area code 914-803-4330. If you want to call in and speak on Christian Talk Radio, you can call in at 914-803-4330. That's the guest call-in number. Now, I only have 13 minutes more on air, so if you choose to call in, please do call in before the show is over. Now, I will be taking calls on air, so the call-in number, 914-803-4330. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. You know, in Genesis it tells us, and God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called his seas, and God saw that it was good. See, God called his creation good. Every time he created something on the earth, he called it good. When he created the grass and the herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, Father God called it good. And the evening and the morning were the third day, and God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days, years, and let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day, and God said, let the water spring forth abundantly, the moving creature that have life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their time, and every winged fowl after his time. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. See, so when people tell me that things are not good, you know, the trees are not good anymore, and flowers are not good anymore, and, you know, we got all this pollution and everything, well, maybe we do. But that is not the way that Father God planned it, because when he created the birds and the fish of the sea and the fowls of the air, and, you know, I know in the last couple of years they said that birds have been dropping, you know, dead, and they don't know why. And all the fish have been, you know, dying in the sea, and they don't know why. But that's not the way that it was planned, because Father God, when he created these things, he called those things good. And they were good. And they were good. So nothing that Father God created was bad, because he called it good. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. That means take charge of. Let them have dominion, that means take charge of, over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So Father God gave man dominion. He gave them authority to have dominion over the fish of the sea. So when we talk about these fish, you know, that were coming up dead and were landing on the seashores last year, and the birds of the air that were landing on, that were falling out of the sky last year. And this was going on because it was in the news. But what caused that? Because if man had dominion over the fish of the sea and over the clouds of the air, what causes these sutras, the fish, the fowl, the fowl dropping out of the air, dead. And this happened. This happened last year a couple of times. So what caused it? The Father God gave man dominion over these things. That's what he did. That's what it says in the Bible. He gave you dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So since he gave you dominion over that, that means that you are to take care of these fowl, make sure that that the air is clean, and make sure that the waters stay clean. Now, I know we've had duffel spills here on the coast, and then we've had pollution in the air. I do not believe in climate change, though. I don't believe in that, because I believe that Father God controls the climate. That's what I believe. So I don't believe in the idea, the scientific idea of climate change. Yes, man has his part in the destruction of some of the seas and the destruction in the air with the pollution and all that kind of stuff. But that's been going on since forever. But my thing is that because the scientific mind say that climate change, I don't agree with that. I think that Father God is in control of the climate. Now, whether the glaciers are melting in Antarctica or what is that, Father God has control over that. Now, man has control over what happens to the fish in the sea and the birds in the air, because whatever you're doing that causes these animals to get sick or whatever, that's not God. God didn't do that. God does not make pollution. God does not make oil. Okay? He does not do that. Man does that. Those things are man-made. But as far as the climate changing and what happens when the climate changes, man has nothing to do with climate. That's my opinion. What? My time is running out. I said my time is running out. So we're going to get into tomorrow. We're going to talk about God created man in his own image, because we already know that he gave man dominion in the earth. And like I said, if you want to call in, feel free to call in at 914-803-4330, but not today because my time is run out. But you all have a blessed and wonderful rest of the evening. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, here at Christian Talk Radio Live on Blog Talk Radio. Have a good evening.